Welcome to this beginner Ableton Lev 12 lesson on building a dark Amen style atmosphere with an automation first workflow. Today we're not just dropping in sounds and hoping the vibe appears later. We're going to shape the energy from the start using movement, automation, and space. That's a huge part of real drum and bass arrangement. Especially in jungle, rollers, neuro, and darker bass music, the atmosphere does a lot of the emotional work before the drop, during breakdowns, and in switch-up sections. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a short DN beat arrangement built around an Amen-style break, a dark atmospheric bed, a texture layer, and a clean low end that leaves room for the sub and kick. We'll use stock Ableton devices like autofilter, reverb, echo, drum bus, saturator, utility, and EQ8, all in a really beginner-friendly way. So let's jump in. First, set your project tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic, safe drum and bass tempo. You can think of this section as a 16-bar phrase, because DNB arrangement really lives in those 8-bar and 16-bar blocks. Create a few tracks, one audio track for your Amen break, one for atmosphere, one for noise or texture, one me track for a sub or bass placeholder, and then two return tracks for short reverb and delay space. Now in arrangement view, loop a 16-bar section so you've got a clear working space. We're going to build the energy across that section instead of making everything happen at once. Let's start with the Amen break. Drop in an Amen-style break sample onto your Amen break track. If you've got a clean Amen, great. If not, any classic jungle-style break with that chopped, dusty energy will work for this lesson. Make sure the clip is trimmed cleanly to the grid. If needed, turn warp on, and for rhythmic material, beats mode is usually the best starting point. If the break feels stiff, you can add a light groove from the groove pool, but keep it subtle. We want a little swing, not a total rhythm rewrite. Now give the break a little processing. Put EQ8 on it first and cut the unnecessary low end below around 30 to 40 Hz. That cleans up rumble you don't need. After that, add drum bus with just a bit of drive, maybe around 5 to 15%. Keep it controlled. You want punch and density, not smashed transients. Then use utility if needed to keep the break centered and under control in width. Here's an important arrangement move. Don't bring the break in at full force right away. Let it arrive in a filtered or reduced way first, then build to full presence later in the phrase. That instantly makes the section feel like it's developing. Now let's build the atmosphere. On the atmosphere track, load a sustained sound. This could be a pad, a textured synth, a noisy drone, a resampled break tail, or even a recorded ambient texture. The key is to keep it simple and moody. One or two notes is enough. You do not need a full chord progression here. If you're using a synth, a patch from Wavedable or Analog with some grit or noise in it can work really well. Process that atmosphere with EQ8 and high pass at around 120 to 250 Hz, so it stays out of the low end. That's a big deal in drum and bass. The atmosphere should support the groove, not fight the sub. Next, add auto filter. Start with the cutoff fairly low, maybe around 200 to 500 Hz, and we'll automate that over time. Add reverb too, with a longer decay, somewhere around 3 to 7 seconds, and keep the dry slash wet fairly modest. You want space, not mush. A really useful beginner trick is to duplicate the atmosphere track. One version can stay darker and more filtered, the other can be a little more open and a little wetter. Then you can automate between them instead of trying to make one sound do everything. That gives you movement with less complexity. Now let's add a texture layer. This could be vinyl crackle, air noise, a Foley loop, a filtered white noise sound, or even a re-recorded Amen tail with effects on it. The point is not to make it loud. The point is to create dust, motion, and air around the break. Put auto filter on this texture and shape it so it sits where you want it. Then add saturator with just a little drive to rough it up. Add echo sync to 1/8 or 1/4 notes with low feedback, and finish with a touch of reverb. We are aiming for atmosphere, not a lead sound. This texture layer should come and go. Bring it in under the intro, let it rise a little before the transition, and then pull it back when the drop hits. That's classic DNB tension building right there. Now we get to the heart of the lesson. Automation. In an automation-first workflow, the arrangement is built by moving energy over time. So instead of stacking more and more sounds, we're going to make the sounds evolve. Open the automation lanes and start with a few key moves. The biggest one is usually auto-filter cutoff on the atmosphere. Let that slowly rise across the section. You might move from around 200 Hz up toward 2 to 6 kHz, depending on the sound. That one move alone can make a section feel like it's opening up. Then automate reverb dry slash wet or send amount. A small increase, maybe from 10% to 35%, can make a huge difference. Add a little echo feedback movement too, maybe from 10 to 35% on certain moments. And if needed, automate utility gain in small amounts, like -6 dB to 0 dB to help the section breathe. A good rule here is simple. Automate one main big change, plus one or two smaller ones. If everything is moving all the time, nothing feels important. Small moves often sound more professional than giant ones. For a 16-bar arc, you can think like this. Bars 1 to 4 are filtered and restrained. Bars 5 to 8 open up a bit more and maybe get a little wetter. Bars 9 to 12 let the brake hit harder while the atmosphere clears slightly. Bars 13 to 16 push tension again with more delay throw, filter motion, or a little extra reverb before the drop. Now let's make the amen break work with the atmosphere instead of just sitting on top of it. You can use clip gain or track volume to bring the break in softer at first, then fuller later. If the highs feel too aggressive too soon, use a Q8 to soften them a little. Keep drum bus controlled. And if the break feels too dry, send a small amount to short verb. If the snare starts fighting the atmosphere, reduce some of the mid-range buildup in the atmosphere, especially around 400 to 800 Hz. That's often where the clash happens. Try thinking of the section as call and response. Maybe the first few bars are mostly ambience. Then the break fragments answer back. Then the full break movement arrives later. That back and forth feel is really common in jungle and darker DNB, and it keeps the arrangement sounding intentional. Now let's protect the low end. This is one of the most important beginner habits in drum and bass. If your atmosphere or texture owns too much of the low mid and sub region, the drop won't feel huge later. So on your atmosphere and texture tracks, high pass them hard enough that they get out of the way. Often somewhere between 120 and 250 Hz works well, but use your ears and cut more if needed. If your sound has rumble, clean that up. On your sub or bass placeholder, keep it simple. Maybe just a sustained note or a two-note phrase near the end of the section. Keep it mono with utility, keep it centered, and if you add saturator, use it lightly, so the sub has some harmonic content on smaller speakers. One effective arrangement move is to let the sub enter only in the last four bars of the 16-bar phrase. That way, the section builds naturally and the drop has more impact, because the low end hasn't been overused. Now we'll create a transition into the next section. This is where automation really shines. Automate a reverb tail increase right before the drop, or do a delay throw on the final snare hit using your delay space return. You can also automate the atmosphere filter to open fully in the last half bar, then cut it hard at the drop for a sharp contrast. That contrast is a huge part of the emotional payoff. A sound often feels bigger when it disappears, narrows, filters, or delays briefly, then comes back full. That's the energy curve idea in action. For a darker track, cutting the atmosphere sharply before the drop usually hits harder. For a more liquid or jungle-leaning vibe, you can let the reverb smear a little more into the next section. Both work. The key is to choose the emotional direction on purpose. Once the section is moving well, stop adding more and clean it up. Mute anything that isn't helping the phrase. Check the section in 16-bar chunks. Make sure the atmosphere changes are obvious enough to feel intentional. Make sure the break still punches through the mood. If it's starting to sound cluttered, simplify. You can also group your tracks into drum, atmosphere, and effects groups. That makes it much easier to automate whole sections quickly and keeps the project manageable. A few common mistakes to watch out for: making the atmosphere too loud, washing the breakout with too much reverb, automating too many things at once, and ignoring the low end. Also, don't over-edit the amen until it loses its identity. Keep the core break recognizable. Let the edits act like accents, not replacements. Here are a few quick pro moves if you want to push it a little further. Add a tiny bit of drum bus to the break group for extra smack. Try soft saturation on the atmosphere to make the reverb tail dirtier. Use a subtle auto-filter resonance movement for extra tension. And if you want a real underground feel, use delay throws on snare hits or break fills. If the section feels too clean, a slightly detuned drone in wave-eatable or analog, filtered hard, can add a lot of character. And always remember, keep the sub in mono. Here's a quick practice exercise you can do right after this lesson. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Loop one amen break for 8 bars. Add one atmospheric sound. Add one texture layer. Put auto filter on the atmosphere and automate the cutoff over the 8 bars. Add reverb and slowly increase the dry slash wet toward the end. High pass the atmosphere with EQ 8. Then add a simple sub note in the last two bars only. The goal is to make the phrase feel like it's breathing. So the big takeaway is this. In drum and bass, atmosphere is not just decoration. It's part of the arrangement engine. If you automate it well, even a simple amen break can feel huge. Build the mood early, keep the break punchy, protect the low end, and let the energy evolve over time. That's how you get that dark, dusty, DJ-friendly DNB atmosphere in Ableton Live 12. Nice work!